Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nobin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. Nagaland signs MOU to relocate Sai Training Center to Multidisciplinary Sports Complex, Dimapur. Longling District Administration advises residents to avoid non-essential travel following rockfalls and road subsidence across district. Lok Sabha adjourned till Monday as ruckus continues over neat paper leaks for fifth consecutive day. And 12-year-old footballer Wangshem Konyak returns home to a warm welcome, winning Gothia and Helsinki Cups. Now the news in detail. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipi Rio today announced that the state government has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, to relocate the Sports Authority of India Sai Training Center to the Multidisciplinary Sports Complex, MDSC, in Dimapur. In a post on X, Mr. Rio said the MOU was signed in the presence of Advisor for Youth Resources and Sports, Kyosho Yumkung, Sai Deputy Director General Manjushri Daya and other dignitaries. According to the Chief Minister, the relocation marks a significant milestone in strengthening Nagaland's sports ecosystem and creating greater opportunities for young athletes. Describing the multidisciplinary sports complex as more than just a sports facility, Mr. Rio said it represents an investment in the state's youth, a symbol of hope, and a foundation for sporting excellence in Nagaland. He said the shift would provide access to quality infrastructure, professional coaching, and the right opportunities for athletes to compete at the highest level. The Chief Minister added that the new facility would provide quality coaching and scientific support while strengthening the overall sports ecosystem in the Northeast. The Longling District Administration has advised residents to avoid non-essential travel following heavy rainfall, cloudbursts and landslides that have triggered rockfalls, mudslides, road subsidence and damage to roads across the district. In a circular, Deputy Commissioner W. Manpaiphom urged the public to minimize movement, particularly along vulnerable and landslide-prone routes, and to report any road blockages or emergencies to the district administration or the nearest authority. Meanwhile, the District Disaster Management Authority, DDMA, at an emergency meeting held today, directed all departments to assess damage to houses, property and livestock. A district emergency control room has been set up at the Deputy Commissioner's office, while officials said restoration of road connectivity could take 2 to 3 weeks. With fuel and essential commodities in limited supply, departments have been asked to ensure judicious use of available resources. In neighboring Mokokchung District, the PWDNH Thuli Division has launched debris clearance operations along NH02 between Thuli and Merangkong after landslides disrupted traffic. Restoration work is underway to reopen the affected stretch at the earliest. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned till Monday as ruckus continued in the House for the fifth consecutive day today. When the House met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the government is ready to discuss the neat paper leak issue from day one. He said that due to certain conditions being imposed by the Congress, the discussion has not been able to proceed.
The government is ready to discuss the neat paper leak issue from day one, but due to the behavior of the Congress, the discussion has not been able to proceed. It is a collective sentiment of all the members that there should be a meaningful discussion on the issue. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has assured the nation that a stringent law will be brought on this matter.
The minister said today in the cabinet meeting that decisions will be taken on strict measures and the introduction of a strong law to address the paper leak issue. Earlier, when Rajya Sabha began its proceedings at 11 a.m., the House paid homage to the martyrs of the Kargil War.
On this occasion, this House pays its respectable homage to the gallant martyrs who made the supreme sacrifice in service of the nation. We also express our profound gratitude to all the members of the armed forces whose indomitable courage, steadfast determination, and selfless dedication in the face of extraordinary challenges continue to inspire the nation and reaffirm our collective resolve to uphold the unity, sovereignty, and integrity of the country.
Leader of the opposition in Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, today said that the opposition will not participate in any discussion on the neat paper leak issue until the education minister is removed from his post. Talking to reporters at Parliament premises, Mr. Gandhi said that students have three demands, including the resignation of the education minister. Samajwadi Party MP Dimple Yadav has demanded that accountability be fixed in the neat paper leak case. On the government's proposal to bring in a stringent law to prevent examination paper leaks, she said that support for the bill would depend on the provisions the government incorporates in it. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. The Nagaland Staff Selection Board, NSSB, today declared the list of candidates shortlisted for the personal interview under the Combined Educational and Technical Services Examination, CETSE 2026. According to an NSSB notification, the shortlist has been prepared based on candidates' performance in the OMR-based written examination. Shortlisted candidates have been asked to download the detailed application form and annexure V2 from the board's official website and submit them along with a medical fitness certificate at the NSSB office on August 10th and 11th. The board said medical fitness certificates will be issued only by district hospitals between August 3rd and 7th, and certificates from other institutions will not be accepted. It said personal interviews will commence on August 19th, while the schedule for re-verification of certificates of persons with benchmark disabilities, PWBD candidates, will be announced later. The Department of Health and Family Welfare Nagaland launched a GPS-enabled mobile medical unit, MMU, for Noklak district in Kohima today. The initiative has been supported under Tata AIG General Insurance Company's CSR program. Functioning as a mobile Ayushman Arogya Mandir, the unit will deliver primary health center PHC services and essential healthcare packages to remote and hard-to-reach areas of Noklak district, ensuring improved access to quality healthcare at the community's doorstep. A one-day farm machinery distribution program under the Submission on Agricultural Mechanization, SMAM, Component 8 for 2026-27 was held at the District Agriculture Office, Shamadur, today. Speaking as the special guest, EAC Shamadur Mekato urged beneficiaries to use the farm machinery responsibly to improve productivity and make agriculture a sustainable enterprise. He also stressed that while the government continues to support the agricultural sector through various schemes, lasting development depends on the collective efforts of both the government and the farming community. And 12-year-old Wangshem Konya from Tanhai village in Nagaland's Mon district returned home to a warm welcome after helping India's Minerva Academy Football Club under-12 team clinch the Gothia Cup in Sweden and the Helsinki Cup in Finland. A felicitation program was organized at Dimapur Airport by the Konyak Students Union Dimapur, Konyak Union Dimapur, KNSKD, Tanhai Students Union Dimapur, and Tanhai Union Dimapur to honor the young footballer. We have a report.
Young footballer Wangshem Konyak played a key role in Minerva Academy's successful campaign, scoring 13 goals, including two consecutive hat-tricks. The team won the Gothia Cup, regarded as the world's largest youth football tournament, by defeating Brazil's RS Sports Yellow in the final. He is among the first footballers from Nagaland to lift both the Gothia Cup and the Helsinki Cup. Neng, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Speaking to the media, Mr. Konyak said the final against Brazil was the toughest match of the tournament. He said his dream is to represent India at the senior international level and credited football legend Lionel Messi as his biggest inspiration. He added that he has been playing football since the age of 3. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Nagaland signs MOU to relocate Sai Training Center to Multidisciplinary Sports Complex, Dimapur. Longleng District Administration advises residents to avoid non-essential travel following rock falls and road subsidence across district. Lok Sabha adjourned till Monday as ruckus continues over NEET paper leak for 5th consecutive day. And 12-year-old footballer Wangshem Konyak returns home to a warm welcome, winning Gothia and Helsinki Cups. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.